Hello and welcome to this National Life Skills Academy podcast, part of our series of short introductions to essential life-worthy skills to help guide your way. So sit back and enjoy.
Addictions. Addictions are all about the need or a desire to possess objects, engage in activities, and take certain substances regularly, probably on a daily basis, without fail. The word itself is of Latin origin and literally translates to enslaved or bound to. You can be addicted to almost anything, regardless of whether it's seen as good for you or not. But addictions of any kind are definitely not healthy. The word addiction is often associated with drug or alcohol addiction, but addictions can be caused by anything, and that's why it's so important to understand and to be able to spot the first signs of a potential habitual addiction, as well as the best way to combat them in order to stop yourself or others from going down a deep, dark hole of negative habits. The dangers of addiction. Well, a good life is all about moderation. A little bit of something is fine, but too much and things can seriously change. Think of what you eat. The best advice is that a balanced diet is the best for your body and your mind and your health. Sure, sugar isn't the best thing for your body, but it's still needed, just like your veggies, your greens are. Addiction, particularly a substance addiction, is where you have too much of something, resulting in a change in your body's natural equilibrium, its ability to cope. If you're addicted to refined sugars, you can put on weight, which can cause health problems down the line, like obesity and heart failure. So the daily desire and habit for too much sugar would be a seriously dangerous addiction. It might seem simple enough to know, to recognize when you become addicted to something. It might seem like all you have to look out for is changes in your behavior or intake or something. But it's more than this. In a perfect world, addiction wouldn't exist. But unfortunately, the world isn't perfect, and we have to deal with addiction. Addiction attacks in three main ways. As a craving. When you become addicted to something, you crave that thing multiple times during the day, and the craving itself will be very strong. You could find yourself skipping over something really important, like a work meeting, in order to ensure that your craving for that moment is met. We should differentiate between a habit and a craving. We think our habits can be broken anytime, so we carry on happily. But we should recognize that cravings are different. You try stopping an addictive craving for sugar or chocolate, and you'll see the difference. You will be at the biscuit bin late in the evenings, cramming chocolate digestives into your mouth and not even realizing it. Not only are you continually taking something that isn't good for you, you're also putting your health, so the rest of your life, in jeopardy for the sake of pleasure. And then there's the loss of control. Often addiction is linked to mental health issues. If you're feeling depressed or stressed, you might turn to alcohol to calm yourself or numb the pain. And this is where the second attack comes from. So you keep doing it, but the more you drink, the more you need to take each time. And after a while, you could be drinking multiple bottles of wine a night and find yourself a few years later with a divorce or liver cancer. Whilst both craving and the fear of losing control are both separate attacks, taking the substance is what seriously does the damage to you, especially when you're aware of the potential future outcomes. Addictions are all about pleasure. You take something to feel pleasure. You engage in an activity to feel pleasure. So it's easy to understand that when these substances aren't being taken and the activities aren't being engaged in, why people feel worse. Addiction is a dangerous path, but if you develop an addiction, and can recognize that you must break the habit for your own good, and often for the good of your family and friends, then there are ways you can overcome it. What are the signs then of addiction? It's famously difficult to overcome because people are often dependent on their addiction to get through a day. Then confronting the problem can be difficult and often leads to denial about any addiction at all. But there's no doubt that recognizing an addiction is the first step in helping to defeat it. There are three main categories of change to focus on when looking for signs of addiction. These three categories are behavioural change, physical change, and psychological change. Your behaviour to the external world is something that the people around you will notice. Behaviour encompasses how you interact and with what you experience, whether it's people, places, events, or challenges. So if this suddenly changes, it can be obvious for everyone else to see. So let's say you know someone that's a happy, outgoing person. They're often the life and soul of the party, and yet you've noticed a change in them. They're no longer so happy. They like to keep themselves to themselves and stay out of the way. Of course, if this happens, addiction isn't the only thing it could be. It's just a suggestion. But knowing that someone's behaviour has drastically changed, and most importantly, both changed for a lengthy amount of time and seemingly for good, it could be an early sign of addiction. Physical changes are arguably the most obvious of people with addictions. It's clear to see when someone's physical appearance or demeanour has changed. However, it's important to remember that addiction isn't just about taking and doing. In serious circumstances, addiction can lead to very severe consequences. So by splitting up the physical changes into their own subcategories, you can be better prepared and have a better understanding of what stage an addiction might be in. When people are in the middle of their addiction, there are obvious physical signs that tell you this. So, for example, if you meet with a friend or family member for lunch and they're slurring their words and having poor hand, eye and general coordination, it could suggest they've already had quite a few drinks. Of course, just because they've been a bit irresponsible with their drinking doesn't mean they're addicted. But if this is a repeated cycle, it leans more towards the latter. When people are addicted, particularly to drugs or alcohol, often their main concern is whether and when they'll be able to take their next dose, to get their next drink, to get their next high. And if this is the case, other physical signs could become apparent, like scruffiness, poor hygiene, a sudden change in weight, unhealthy sleeping patterns. Just to reiterate, a one-off physical sign doesn't equate to having an addiction. It's all about repeating the nature and whether this is a continual problem. Overdoses. In the severe case of addiction, an overdose can occur, either deliberately or by accident. However, they can be fatal. Our bodies are very rugged and they can take a lot of hits before they're beaten. But just like everything else, they do have their threshold. So when this is surpassed, an overdose can happen. In the thankful event that somebody survives an overdose, there are more physical signs to look out for in addition to the previous ones. As the body is recovering, the individual may experience hallucinations and visions. They may have trouble breathing. They can even lose consciousness entirely. In a strange way, an overdose can be a turning point with addiction. And if you think about it, an overdose occurs when your body physically rejects what you're putting into it. And given how serious they can be, they act as a wake-up call for many people to get help. And if this is the case, it's great, because they're back on the right path and the road to recovery. So what about the withdrawal? When your body has routinely been pumped full of a substance for a considerable amount of time, like wine or chocolate, it's going to sort of get used to it and even maybe rely on it. And this is where the difficulty of withdrawal symptoms comes into the fold. All of our bodies have natural clocks and they're smart and they become entwined with our lives. So, for example, if you're setting an alarm for 6 in the morning for a month straight and getting up straight away, After a while, you should start to wake up at 6 without an alarm. This is your body's way of telling you that it understands your routine. But if your routine involves taking drugs or drinking heavily, and all of a sudden that's taken away, your body isn't going to react the way you want. Prescription drugs are often used to calm and relax people, but if you suddenly stop taking them, you could become jumpy and irritable and sleepless nights. Your body is experiencing waves of stimuli that before would have passed through. If you've been drinking to cure depression and essentially feed you, when you stop, you can go off your appetite. If your body is dealing with these changes, it can often lead to sickness and illness. This might seem like it's not good, but it is. Your body is trying to get back to its normal, unaddicted self. Finally, people experience psychological changes when they're addicted to something. Psychology is all about the study of the brain and the way in which it works. Because your brain is the engine of your body that powers everything from your movement to your thoughts to your heart beating, exposing your body to external substances is going to change how it works. If we think back to the prescription drugs to calm you, these are going to affect your brain workings. If you've taken them to feel calm, your brain will think that everything is relaxed, regardless of whether it is or not. And if you're not in this state of basic bliss, when it wears off, you can be exposed to the reality of your situation. And as a result, have sudden changes in your mood. Your attitude towards people can alter, as well as your levels of anxiety and confidence. All of these factors are psychological signs of addiction. So how to deal with addiction? If you or someone you know has developed an addiction, it's not the end of the world. You're not going to be stuck with it for life unless you don't do anything about it. So what can you do about it? An addiction is purely self-inflicted. No one tells you to get addicted to drink or drugs except for yourself. So the first and the most important factor in dealing with addiction is admitting it. This step is the hardest, and it's easily understandable, but just by admitting that you have a problem, you've told yourself that you're aware of what you're doing and that you wish it to stop. After this, there are many different routes you can take. A common dealing method is therapy. This could be done as an individual or in a group, i.e. the AA, Alcoholics Anonymous, for example. Therapists are trained professionals, and almost every single one holding a degree in some form of psychological or medical background. Seeing therapists will most likely be expensive, but if you're seeking professional experienced help, then these are the people you will want to seek out. But not everyone will need a professional therapist. In some cases, a simple change of scenery or environment is what's needed. If you're surrounded by the same people and the same places, you can easily sink into a dangerous routine. So switching that up can change to overcome the desire to take substances. And then when you're clean, the craving is broken, you can truly appreciate the wonders of being sober, for example. We all know that life can be difficult at times, and that for many it's a bumpy ride. But being able to look at these things with a positive mindset and appreciate what you've got, where you are and who you are, can act as a great deterrent for addiction. But again, not everyone's the same. Some people have to have an addiction. It's just the way they work. But the addiction doesn't have to be bad. I know earlier I said that every addiction is bad because life works in moderation, but there are stages to it. If you're recently sober, you might feel like there's moments in your day that were once taken up by your dangerous addiction, but are now empty, and you feel like they should be filled. You want to get healthy, so you go for a run. And this happens over and over again, and in the end, you become addicted to running. The difference between this addiction and an addiction to substance is that an addiction to running doesn't last like an addiction to substance would. Things like exercise are great for us. They improve our bodies, quality and durability and our overall health. It gives us feel-good chemicals that allow us to feel a sense of positive well-being. And when we feel all these things, and when we're experiencing these feel-good factors, we're better to assess our situation. And it's here where you can notice your own addiction without denial and start the process of toning it down just a bit to ensure it's all in moderation. Thank you for your time. Bye.
Thanks for listening. We hope you found that to be informative, and you'll sign in to listen to others in the series. We look forward to any requests or feedback. See you again soon.